I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Welcome in, everybody. The Big 12 championship game is in the books. Texas Tech, congratulations. 30 years coming. 70 years since this football program last won an outright conference championship. It was a sea of red and black in Arlington at AT&T Stadium, and the Red Raiders are Big 12 champs. I'll give you my takeaways, what it means for the college football playoff, and much more right here on Heartland College Sports. All we ask from you is if you are a Tech fan, a BYU fan, a Big 12 fan, or a college football fan, subscribe to the channel, podcast, YouTube. Thank you for being here, as always, as a part of the show. So this game came down to Texas Tech's defense being too much for BYU. And that's what's carried this Texas Tech team all season. The defense. This has been a defense-first team. If you're new to Texas Tech, well, get used to it. Texas Tech has not given up double-digit points since their loss to Arizona State on the road. Since then, they've given up zero. Well, I'm sorry, they had a 43-20 win at K-State. But since then, look at this. 0 points, 20, 7, 9, 0, and 7. That's what Texas Tech's defense has done over the last half a season. You know, the first half of the season, they gave up 14, 14, 10, 11, 17, 22. But the last half a season, six games, it has been just absolute dominance from that unit that's gotten better and better and better. And you saw it on display on Saturday. You know, this first drive for BYU was amazing. 14 plays, 90 yards. They score a touchdown. You're like, okay, all right, maybe BYU's got something going here today. Now, I was on Tech minus the points. I was maybe a little nervous about the points at that point. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, scripted opening drive. How is everybody going to adjust? And Texas Tech's defense adjusted. BYU's offense could not. Now, I was surprised BYU didn't take a few more shots down the field as that game progressed. But, you know, they also just played sloppy. They were overwhelmed by that Tech defense as the game went on. Four turnovers in that second half. A couple of fumbles and a couple of interceptions. You're not going to beat Texas Tech doing that. It's impossible. And that's why Tech eventually pulled away. Even though Tech didn't do a great job scoring a lot of points off of those four turnovers, they had 13 points on four turnovers, not exactly a ton. But overall, this was the kind of game that Texas Tech not only needed to solidify itself as a national championship contender, which they are, get that bye, which they'll have come the college football playoff. But this was about more than that. You know, we forget about what college football was about before this whole playoff thing came around. Just winning this in this moment, I know for many of you Tech fans who have been longtime Tech fans, who have been in the conference since its inception 30 years ago, this is a big moment, and I don't want to overlook it and just, like, get ahead to the playoff. We'll get there, but this is a big moment today for a program that comes to the Big 12 in the mid-90s. When, of course, the Southwest Conference falls apart, you get some of these teams combined with the Big 8, you form the Big 12. And outside of that Mike Leach moment, at no point did you think Texas Tech was the team to beat in the Big 12. Yeah, you had years of flashy offenses and great quarterbacks and Graham Harrell and, you know, Patrick Mahomes and, you know, the list goes on. But to have this kind of a team this year dominate the way that it did and seal it with a Big 12 championship, that's a huge, huge, huge deal in Lubbock. And I know it is for many of you. And you should enjoy this. You should celebrate it. Yes, we'll get to the playoff. Yes, all that stuff matters. But this, in and of itself, was the goal before the season. It's why I picked Texas Tech to win the Big 12 before the year. And Joy McGuire pushed every correct button as this season progressed. And he was under an incredible amount of pressure. I don't think the amount of pressure that Joy McGuire was under gets enough attention, given obviously what was invested into this team, into this program, what the expectations were, and he passed all of those challenges with flying colors. And now they're Big 12 champs, and not just Big 12 champs, but Big 12 champs in dominant fashion. Baron Morton was very solid today. You saw the running game get it going as well. Cameron Dickey had a touchdown. Jacoby Williams, a great 1-2 punch there that continues to play great football. And as always, you had a wide receiving core that just spread the ball around. Reggie Virgil, you had a couple of touchdowns for Coy Eakin, Caleb Douglas, Terrence Carter, Dickey out of the backfield. It was an efficient offense, an effective offense that just rode what this defense did and did tremendously well. And that was Ben Roberts with a couple of interceptions. He was the most outstanding player, well-deserved. You have the mustache crew at linebacker getting the job done. Jacob Rodriguez led the team in tackles with 13 on the afternoon. So this unit is going to be an absolute force to be reckoned with as we get into the college football playoff. And it was on clear display on Saturday. For BYU, it was just too much. Now, Tech may do this to a couple of teams in the playoff. You know, I mean, BYU getting here, and I don't want to say this in a derogatory way. It's not intended to be. But most people did not project BYU to be competing at the top of the Big 12. I didn't. That doesn't mean that nobody did. I'm just saying. I didn't, and most people did not. You lose your starting quarterback. He withdraws from the university midsummer. You turn to a true freshman, and that true freshman in Bear Bachmeyer continues to get better and better and better. And frankly, the only team he really struggled against was Texas Tech, who made a lot of quarterbacks struggle this season, and I believe will make more quarterbacks struggle in the weeks to come. And Bear Bachmeyer's a true freshman, man. This guy's going to be around. Now, I guess in the NIL world, you never know who's going to be around, but Bear Bachmeyer should be around for the next couple of seasons. This guy can be the future face of the Big 12. He just ran into a generational defense in Texas Tech. And guys on this Texas Tech defense who, if they were on Georgia or Alabama, would be getting a whole lot more love. The David Baileys, the Jacob Rodriguez's, the Lee Hunters, a transfer from UCF. I'm just being honest. These guys would be getting more national attention if they had the Bulldog logo or the A on the side of the helmet. It's a fact. It's Texas Tech. No one thinks about Texas Tech on defense, and that's part of the reason that this team has not gotten the attention of, obviously, other teams in other years. So now we have this situation where BYU still has a lot to be proud of. Now, as for the college football playoff, they're not going to make it. I'm not saying that's right, but with the way the game went, listen, they probably had to win to get in, and I think that's bull. Because you stack them up, FPI, strength of record, strength of schedule, with Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami, they're better than at least two of those three teams in most of those categories. Better strength of schedule than Notre Dame and Miami. Better strength of record than Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. The only place they trail is FPI, Football Power Index from ESPN. BYU's 15th. The other teams are in the top seven. Not a big gap there at all by any stretch of the imagination. But they got the best strength of record of the group. BYU is now 2-2 against CFP top 25 teams. Alabama's 2-1 going into the SEC championship. Notre Dame is 1-2. Miami is 1-0. So their resume stacks up, but we all know how this had to go.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
If this was a competitive game that came down to a field goal, I would be screaming from the mountaintops saying, you got to make the case. You got to let them in. I still am ticked off at how the conversation has gone around BYU. I still believe the conversation is absolute nonsense, that BYU was looked at as a team that had to basically win to get in. That ticks me off because it's inaccurate. It's wrong. The way they've treated BYU has been completely disrespectful based on the resume, saying, well, this is basically a playoff game. BYU can play in. They're not saying that about Alabama. No, of course not. Why say that about Alabama and the SEC? They'll say it about the Big 12. I've got a lot of problems, and I hate the fact that Dave Portnoy, of all people, has been right about this. I mean, Dave Portnoy and BYU is not the marriage I saw happening anytime soon. And I'll say this much. He's right, and it pains me to say Portnoy's right about anything, but Portnoy has been right about the fact that BYU has gotten utterly screwed in the way the college football playoff conversation has unfolded. He's right. And I can't stand that he's right, but he's right. Just because I think he's a tool. He's a 50-year-old man-child. I mean, my gosh, dude, at some point you got to get out of adolescence and grow up. But he's right about this, and I'll give him that. And he's been right about this for the last several days, about the disrespect of BYU in the college football playoff conversation. But the fact that BYU could not keep it close and that it was a 34-7 game is where I struggle to sit here and scream and go nuts. Now, Tech may go on to win the national championship. They may beat everybody they play by 20 points, 30 points. It's possible. In which case, you'll say it was just bad luck at a bad time in the perfect season for Texas Tech, and there's nothing BYU could have done to stop it. But the way the game played out makes it very difficult for even myself, who has been screaming and writing at HeartlandCollegeSports.com about this college football playoff, the way the conversation has gone around BYU. I have a difficult time going nuts over BYU based on a 34-7 game. And based on the fact that they couldn't put any points on the board after the opening drive. Just reality. I mean, I'm always going to shoot it to you straight. I wanted two teams in this thing. I thought the Big 12 was worthy of two teams, and I still do in some respects. But in the end, you have to analyze what happens on the field. And the way this game went is basically a worst-case scenario for BYU and the Big 12 to get two teams in. You go up 7-0, then you don't score any points. You get outscored 34-0. It's tough. It's really tough. And you had them on a neutral site. I know there were many more Tech fans than BYU fans, but you had them on a neutral site. There was a major opportunity here, and it just didn't happen for the Cougars. And that is definitely unfortunate. It is. But it has been just an amazing Big 12 football season, start to finish. I mean, I can't believe it. It's so cliche, but I really can't believe we're sitting here talking about this thing being over already. That's wild to me. But it also is just the lay of the land right now and how quickly this season goes. And now we have another different Big 12 champion. How about that? I mean, you look at this Big 12, man. It is as unpredictable as any. We've gone six straight years with six straight different Big 12 champions. In 2020, it was Oklahoma. 21 was Baylor. 22 was K-State. 23 was Texas. 24 was Arizona State. And now your 2025 Big 12 football champions, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Congratulations to you Tech fans. Please don't overlook this and just start thinking about college football playoff. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. And live it up. If you're a young Tech fan, you got to realize, talk to some of your old head Tech friends about how long it has been. And about how this is 30 years in the making since you joined the Big 12 Conference to get to the mountaintop and to get to this point. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We're going to be back on Sunday with the playoff breakdown, what it means, and much more. So make sure you are subscribed right here to the channel, and we'll have you covered from a Big 12 perspective at Heartland College Sports. And join our forums on the website. They're free as well. We'll see you there at heartlandcollegesports.com.